Michigan State basketball coach Tom Izzo breezed into the College Basketball Hall of Fame this week, thanks to 19 straight NCAA tournament appearances, 12 Big Ten titles, 7 Final Fours, and a national title in 2000. Lots of stories have been shared about Izzo this week, but I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon with one you have not heard before. After Tom Izzo graduated from Northern Michigan in 1977, he became the head coach of the Ishpeming High School Hematites, named for one of the minerals they mine in the Upper Peninsula. One day when the Hematites were driving to play an arch rival, the players suddenly started yelling, "Coach, coach, you got to stop the bus. It's suds." Izzo replied, "What's a suds?" Suds is what they called David Solberg, who was born in 1957, the second of 4 children. Before Suds turned 4, he already wore glasses and orthopedic shoes, had several surgeries to improve his hearing, and started speech therapy. He was uncoordinated and socially awkward. He was not diagnosed with anything back then, but in hindsight, his sister Debbie says he was probably mildly autistic. Predictably, the kids at school picked on him, and he had to repeat the second grade. But he was good at math and reading, and he could pull up seemingly random facts, names, and numbers in an instant, especially if they involved sports. When Suds got to Ishpeming High School, the football players adopted him, he started keeping score for the JV basketball team, and he graduated with the class of 1976 at age 19. Suds never got his driver's license, so he hitchhiked all over the UP. And that's what Suds was doing when Tom Izzo's team bus drove by. Izzo told the bus driver to stop. Suds got on, introduced himself, and started a lifelong friendship. Suds went to all the Ishpeming games that year and became the team's scorekeeper. The next year, Izzo became Northern Michigan's assistant coach, so Suds joined his sister Debbie in East Lansing, where she just graduated as a nurse. Suds went to a vocational school and then started working at a bowling alley, then Tripper's Sports Bar, and finally the Meyer Store in Lake Lansing, where he officially worked as a greeter and bagger, but unofficially as the store's mayor. Every waitress in town loved him. When Michigan State hired Izzo as an assistant coach in 1983, he didn't know too many people downstate, so he often called Debbie with tickets for the game. Suds always wanted to go, even if he had to go by himself. Izzo gave Suds countless Spartan t-shirts and hats, which were gold to Suds. He never wore anything else, unless the Packers were playing. Suds often called Izzo, but he never talked very long. "How you doing? What you doing? Well, gotta go." When the Spartans played badly, Suds would not sugarcoat it. "Oh my God, Tom, they played like crap." Suds wasn't just a fan. He was a real friend. When Izzo became the head coach in 1995, he told Suds, "Hey, I'm going to be a lot busier now, so you can't keep calling all the time." But it never stopped him. A year ago, Suds' liver enzyme deficiency caught up with him and sent him to the hospital. It was March Madness, but Izzo still found a few minutes to visit Suds in the hospital. For each game, Debbie brought her brother a different Spartan hat and shirt. When the Spartans got to the Final Four, Izzo called Debbie with tickets for her and Suds. Suds was thrilled. The doctors decided they had to keep him over the weekend. Suds still proudly posted on Facebook that he had 2 tickets to the Final Four. In June, Suds returned to the hospital. He began recovering, then took a turn for the worst. He passed away in a sweatsuit with Izzo's name on the back, Suds' favorite. They held the funeral in Michigan State's Alumni Chapel, where Izzo gave the eulogy. "Great players play great," Izzo told the crowd, "but elite players make everyone around them better." And that is what Suds did. He made everyone better. Izzo closed by saying, "I get stuff in the mail all the time from people saying that they're my number one fan. But I had only one number one fan, and it was Suds."